Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. Now, here's Craig.
Guilt constricts leadership. Without a doubt, a leader plagued by feelings of guilt is a leader that is operating well below his or her full potential. One of the best ways to avoid these feelings of limiting guilt is for the leader to admit that he or she isn't an expert in every aspect of their organization. In this short clip, Carl Vaders and I are specifically addressing pastoral leaders, but the principles can be applied to leaders of any organization. If you'd like to watch the video of this interview, I've shared that link in the show notes.
Yeah, you also talk about the importance of admitting mistakes in ministry, which I learned years ago is one of the best ways to actually increase people's trust and confidence in you, even though it feels like it should do the opposite. Talk us through that. Why is it so important to admit our mistakes when they happen?
Well, I think, first of all, it humanizes you in people's eyes. I'm not sure what it is about when you have the title pastor that people have these ideas about you. You know, I don't know about you, but when I first became a pastor, people would come to me and they'd ask me medical questions. They'd say, I'm thinking about buying this car. What do you think about it? I'm thinking about making this real estate deal. And I'm like, why are you asking me? Think all of a sudden, because it says pastor in front of my name, that I'm an expert in all of these topics. But I think that's what happens, is that people have this false idea. And when you say, sorry, I messed up here, or you say, you know, I think the reason why I messed up in this area is that I'm not very good at it. I'm not wired to do this. It gives other people a chance to use their giftings. So, you know, I'm not very good at kind of the administration of like crossing the T's, dotting the I's, filling out this form and that sort of thing. And so there was times that I'd miss a filing. This form needed to be filed or submitted by this time. And I totally forgot, because it's just, you know, it's not what I do. Hey, I apologize. We got a $15 late fee because I didn't file this thing. And then there's a lady in my church that said, I absolutely love doing that stuff. Let me take that over for you. And it freed up some of my time. And it was something right in her wheelhouse. She loved doing that. So it humanizes you. And I think it opens up the possibility for other people to say, hey, that's where I'm gifted. That's what I love doing. Let me step in there and come alongside in this ministry, which gets more people in ministry. And it, you know, we were just talking about Sabbathing. Okay, that's something now that I don't have to have on my plate. Since I'm not good at it, it's very draining for me. Now I don't have that draining me anymore. I've got the time to be refreshed in that space instead.
Yeah. At this point, as I've been reflecting back on everything we've been talking about so far, how much of what we're talking about and the mistakes we make are because we're being driven by guilt, and how many of them we would make better decisions on if we were able to alleviate, just lay aside the guilt motivation that so many pastors are operating under, right?
Sure. Absolutely. Yep. I feel guilty because I haven't measured up to this, or I feel guilty that I dropped the ball here, or I feel, yeah, absolutely. I think guilt is a huge driving factor that if people could set that aside, there'd be a lot of freedom.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please visit CraigTOwens.com.